Hello, this is Mace Haroff, and welcome to Medical Sales Guru, the free weekly podcast that is dedicated to driving success for medical sales professionals that provide goods and services to the healthcare industry and its providers. One of your jobs as a medical sales professional is to uncover opportunities with customers and prospects to sell your products. You've probably found that some customers at certain times are more likely to consider your offering than at other times. Often in healthcare, this increased interest in finding something new or an openness to learning about new products is due to something that occurred or changed in the healthcare provider's world. So if you've been selling to medical sales for any period of time, you know that healthcare providers, in other words, physicians, nurses and therapists, and their supporting institutions, tend to resist change. Why is that? Well, it's because they are dealing with people's lives, and if what they are doing is working, it's sometimes a risky endeavor to consider doing something different. Trying new products introduces new variables into the patient care equation, and as a result, the potential for things to go differently than planned. A bad result or outcome could occur, or just the potential for a reduced outcome, and that is all the risk that is needed for many healthcare providers to just say, no, thank you. Of course, it's no secret that healthcare providers are very risk-averse, since they want to avoid harming their patients in any way, while minimizing their own liability and preserving their good reputations. So the question is, what opens the door for your healthcare customers and prospects to consider your products and services? Often, it's something that is known as a triggering event. A triggering event could be an actual event that occurred, such as a surgical procedure not going as planned, or a product that the healthcare provider has begun using that is being investigated or gets pulled from the marketplace. For example, several years ago, when Vioxx and Celebrex were pulled from the market as pain relievers, the door was open for doctors to find new pain relievers for their patients to replace the ones that were no longer available. These doctors were very open to talking to pharmaceutical representatives who had substitutes or replacements for the products that they were previously using. Now, certainly, finding out about a clinician who is unhappy with the product or service he is using creates an opportunity for you to step in and discuss your product. But make sure that you don't develop tunnel vision only looking for clinicians that are unhappy with what they are currently using. There are other triggering events for which you need to maintain an awareness. For example, let's say you learn that one of your hospitals just received an endowment to be used for modernization and expansion. Ask yourself this question: how could this be an opening or an opportunity for me to discuss my product or service with the hospital and the clinicians at the hospital? Likewise, if you learn of any restructuring at the hospital, such as downsizing or hiring additional staff, ask yourself the same question or a similar question, such as, does this event trigger an opportunity for me to discuss my product with the hospital and its staff? For example, if staffing has been cut, does your product offer improved efficiencies at a same or lower cost as compared to what they are using now? Is there new management or ownership of the institution? If so, can you learn about the product mix that is used at their other institutions? Perhaps they are already familiar with your products and using them at those accounts and would be open to bringing them into their newly acquired institution that just happens to be in your territory. Another important triggering event for healthcare is when new legislation is introduced that mandates change for healthcare providers and institutions. Again, we hear news of this nature on a regular basis. What is important is that you develop a consciousness or an awareness that whenever you hear this news affecting healthcare, that you stop to brainstorm any possible ways that this news can help to drive the sale of your products or services. Chances are you will probably receive communications from your company regarding this, but don't wait until you hear it from your company. If you learn of something that seems like it might present an opportunity, discuss it with some of your current customers to help you understand any changes in healthcare and how they perceive it will affect them. Look for opportunities to discuss whether or not your product might be a fit or at least a consideration during this change. Remember that hospitals and physicians are very, very competitive. In other words, they don't like it when one of the other institutions in town or one of their colleagues pulls ahead of them. For example, if you see on the nightly local news that a hospital has a new high-tech machine that puts it in the forefront of patient care for that community, ask yourself if there is a way that you can discuss with a competitive institution how using your product can create similar opportunities for them to stand out in the community. Hopefully you get the gist of what I'm talking about, this concept called triggering events, since the people we sell to in healthcare are often very resistant to change. These triggering events at least open their minds for them to sit down and have a discussion with you. Take advantage of the positive relationships you have developed with your customers to learn of any potential triggering events in your accounts. For example, get in the habit of asking supporting personnel how a competitive product is working for a doctor or an institution. This was always my best source of leads when I was selling. I would casually ask a surgical nurse or a surgical tech how Dr. So-and-so was doing with a competitive product. Now, of course, usually the answer was, he's doing fine, no problems. But every now and then I would hear, oh, Mace, you didn't hear about last week's case? Oh, man, Dr. Smith had a conniption with the instruments he was using. The reamers were dull and he couldn't get a good fit with the implant. He was not real happy. Now, do you think I paid a call to that doctor when I had a product that either was or could be perceived as an improvement over what he was using that caused him some stress? Yeah, you bet I did. But here's the key. I never brought up that I knew about the problem he had with whatever he was using. I would ask open-ended questions that paved the way for offering a better way of doing things in the area where he had problems. But again, unless the doctor volunteered to talk about the specific triggering event, I never discussed it specifically. The triggering event was the catalyst that created the opportunity for me to get an evaluation and later the ongoing business. Make sure that triggering events are a part of your prospecting mix, and along with your superior selling skills, you will be taking business from your competition. I promise you. Thank you for joining me this week on Medical Sales Guru. If you have any comments you would like to share with me or the other listeners of this podcast, please leave a comment on the podcast page at medicalsalesguru.com, or you can comment at the site where you learned about today's topic. Also, feel free to email me with any questions or suggestions that you may have for future podcasts. Have a great week selling, and remember that whatever you do in your medical sales career, the patient always comes first. Bye for now.